listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Nav Dhaliwal. Mr. Dhaliwal is the president and CEO of Bonterra Resources. He's been with us before on this show. He brings with him a great deal of expertise and background in the exploration sector, especially with younger starting up companies, and he's doing a remarkable job with Bonterra Resources. Thanks for joining me again, Nav.
Yeah, thanks, Jay, for having me back.
It's really good to have you. Before we get started, let me just mention you're traded in Canada under the symbol BTR. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol BONXF. I have you about 190 million shares outstanding, and earlier today when I checked in U.S. money, it was at 44 cents. It gives you market cap around $84 million. Does all that sound like pretty much the right metrics there, Dav?
The right metrics in U.S. dollars, yeah.
Okay.
We're trading right now in Canadian dollars in the mid-50s, thereabouts. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's remarkable still, I think. I missed the boat when the stock first took off, and then you've come off your highs, and you've been sort of basing for a little while here. In the meantime, when I started looking at the story again, realizing how much progress you're making in the exploration front, I said, gosh, I think this is one I need to own. And then I added a good chunk of my portfolio of your shares. But, one of the things that's impressed me, it's always good to know you have good company when you're making an investment. It sort of helps you feel that you're on the right track. And you have some pretty impressive institutional holdings, companies that institutional holders of your shares. Would you care to comment on who some of those are?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. And, that's something that when we're building out a company or developing on it, it's key to you start off moving the needle and markets, may or may not be there, but you keep at it. And with that attitude and how us as management have been developing the company, and in short order, we're kind of turning over the roster with the likes of Eric Sprott, Joe Foster out of VanEck, the fund. Mm-hmm. You got Kirkland Lake Gold. You've got now, Sprott USA with Rick Rule and Andy Jackson being mm-hmm. strong supporters of the stock. As we continue our news flow and building out the deposit, you're going to see more participation in that sense. And again, we're patient. We've been patient with this stock, but I don't want to leave the impression that we're sitting back and waiting for people to come. No, we're out there. And Dale, the vice president of exploration, and myself, we're out there in front of people, telling people about the story. It's a very active camp, and it's definitely getting the attention that it deserves. It will be one of the next gold camps to come online in Quebec, and that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, it certainly is impressive. Tell us a little bit about the Gladiator Project, which is your flagship. For the sake of investors that may not be familiar with it, take a few minutes and just talk about the history of it, where it was a year or two ago, and where it is now.
For sure. So I'll take you back, kind of giving the geographically where we are. So Bonterra is located 170 kilometers northeast of Val-d'Or in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It's called the Urban Berry Camp, where our Gladiator deposit lies. So back in 2000, I gave conception to the company, and we've been in this area since 2010. 2012, to give you a recap, I took over the company, and, looking for management at that point in time where, again, I'm looking for guys that understand the rock, that come with years and years of experience of drilling holes all the way to the finish line of putting it in production. And mm-hmm. Lo and behold, Dale and I crossed paths and joined up and took it upon ourselves to go, listen, this is a thriving area. He looked at the Southwest trend, and in short order, before the activity really started to get frothy in this area, We went down, and knowing all the prospectors for quite some time, I locked down as much as I could on that southwest trend, knowing all the prospectors. So we increased our land position in early 2014 by 170%. Now, going actually, I kind of skipped past. When I did take this company and cleaned it up, I took the the drilling that had been done, and I had to make sense of it for the investing community. Why is it something that, where is this going? So I commissioned a 43-101 in 2012, and that was 200 meters at strike and 200 meters at depth that came out with a resource of 273,000 ounces at 9.37 grams per ton. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of Dale and I's starting point. With a showing that was over a kilometer away, and that's kind of where we started off. And in short order, starting off in 2015, we've taken that small resource and now have expanded that substantially to over 1.2 kilometers at strike, over a kilometer at depth, with now five defined zones. And again, we haven't closed this off in any direction yet, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's remarkable. I mean, and those are that grade that you mentioned, 9.37 grams per ton, pretty sweet. We're talking about a deposit that comes right up to surface or close to it?
Actually, yes. It starts at surface and it continues all the way down. Grade is something here that, this is going to be a high-grade camp. This is your typical Abitibi greenstone quartz vein-hosted deposit. You know, we're not teaching anybody any new geology here. This is, this sort of style has been mined for hundreds of years. So, one thing that we initiated early this year was our met test holes, so our metallurgy.
Yeah.
To show, to kind of now, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to now show how clean the deposit is. So we're excited to get that those assays rolling and get that information to the marketplace as well.
So the metallurgy looks. What do you know about the metallurgy at this stage? Does it look pretty simple, or do you,
it, what can it's you? Pretty standard, simple. Typical quartz veins, style hosted mm-hmm. deposit. Going back in 2017 was a big turning point for the company. This is where we were starting to turn over the rosters. In 2017, we did two bought financings totaling just over $40 million, bringing in the likes again of Eric Sprott, Joe Foster, Kirkland Lake Gold, and then shortly after, as we kept this kept the story out there, keeping it in front of people, doing interviews with like yourselves, is mm-hmm. getting the word out there that, listen, you haven't missed the boat here. The value is still there. If you're looking at this deposit, in short order, we have really stretched this out. And, so the company is now well-financed, moving into our 2018 program. We're getting very aggressive on our deposit. Down not only just the work, just by expanding the camp. We've taken a 25-man camp, built it out to an 80-man camp. We're building infrastructure within our property portfolio so that not that we couldn't work all year round, but it's just going to be that much more efficient with mm-hmm. infrastructure built. So I've built over 12 kilometers of infrastructure and continue to build on it. So in 2018, we're going to start off in the first half. Now, we did 60,000 meters of drilling in 2017. Mm-hmm. In the first half, we're going to initiate a 30,000 meter drill program. And now that consists of four rigs on top of the deposit, two rigs being regional. It's a very efficient time for us to be working out there. The ground is froze up. It's easier to move our equipment around. Mm-hmm. So with the expansion very quickly of our deposit, we're now going to kind of come back and fill in the gaps of information. We're looking to target about the 50-meter spacings. And why we're doing that is the second half of this year, we plan on updating our 43-101. 80% of our efforts are going to be on the deposit, 20% regionally. And why I say regionally is in the third quarter of last year. You know, we know what works in this area now. Till sampling, IP, ground mag, you overlay all that information, mm-hmm. and we generate targets. Mm-hmm. And on our property to the southwest, which is called the Coliseum property, it's never been worked before. It's basically greenfield work. And in short order, we put a drill program on it, and we found a new discovery. So we're very excited about the rest of the targets that we've chosen through this process. So the regional work that's really got us excited, you know, I don't want to discredit what we got going on in the deposit. That's fantastic. We have a very strong understanding of what we're doing here. And, you know, even to stretch that point out further, Jay, mm-hmm. is that the company has never been in such better shape than it is now of the geological understanding mm-hmm. and the capitalization that's happening within the company. Mm-hmm. So we're getting very aggressive. I believe that you will see news flow that you've never seen out of this company to date as we're getting aggressive on our program. And, you know, the excitement from, you know, from top management all the way down to the guys at the drill sites, you see the enthusiasm. And it's refreshing to see, you know, the excitement that has been, you know, that's kind of moving throughout the camp down to where we are in the office side of things, that it's about time that, you know, the markets are, you know, commodities are working their ways. The markets are healing themselves. But we've never taken the notion that, you know, we're market dependent. We continue to work. We know we're onto a deposit here. And again, we're very excited.
Well, and rightfully so. I mean, if I look at 273,000 ounces over the dimensions, the initial dimensions of 200 meters, I believe you said, and 200 meters of depth, and now you're looking at 1,200, you're looking at 1.2 kilometers along strike and, you know, a kilometer to depth, right? And I know you can't really answer this, and you won't be able to answer it until you come out with your 43-101, but you've been able to look at a lot of the drill cores. You have a lot of the assays back. If not, do you have all the assays back from your 2017 program?
No.
No, you still have more. Okay.
Yeah, we've got more, and again, we haven't stopped drilling, Jay.
So, yeah, that's the point. And also, you'll be drilling through the winter. So we'll have drill flow, we'll have news coming out through the winter, which isn't true of all the northern Canadian companies. But just to give it, I mean, just what I would really like to know, and I know you would mm-hmm. too, and you can't answer it, but if you had something like a grade of 9.37 grams per ton, I mean, what might investors expect? I mean, I know you can't answer this exactly, but are we looking at something substantially lower in grade, larger numbers of ounces, or might there still be a high-grade deposit at these depths?
No, this is soon in short order, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting this out to the marketplace, and I believe that the grade hangs together. The continuity now, in early days you may have argued about continuity. That is blown out of the water. You see the continuity of what we've got going on. We're developing how we're looking at this easterly plunge that's taking place here. So, you know, we see the mining widths here. You know, if you're taking a mining scenario, you know, mm-hmm. we're building that, mocking it up internally ourselves. To answer that question, not to walk around that question, Jay, is that you're looking at a very high grade deposit here that's going to hang together. And you're right. You know, I don't like putting numbers out there, but I believe that with the excitement that we've got coming here, that this is definitely something that will be turning heads.
Yeah. So your mining widths are pretty good, I guess. Can you give us a sense of that?
You're looking from, you know, 2 to 4 meters. And again, this is coming from, you know, not just theory. This is also coming from, you know, the years of experience that we built as a team around this that have mm-hmm. taken similar deposits into production. So this is something that, you know, this isn't, again, we're not developing anything new here. This is, again, a similar hosted that you're seeing a lot of mines that have been built off of similar deposit, similar style of rock that we've got here, right? So, yeah, you know, and I'd like to make sure that the listeners understand, and I don't want to leave this, that our aggressive program is this winter, but we continue to build on what we're doing. And you know, what we're planning on 2018 is a minimum of 70,000 meters to be drilled out as well. So we did 60,000 last year. We were starting off with 30, but you know, if we see where the smoke's coming from, you know, we've got enough capital to exercise a full push on. If we're seeing again where that smoke's coming from, we're definitely going to get on top of things. And that's regionally speaking, as well, you know, again, we have not closed this deposit off.
Yeah.
You know, the exciting times ahead of us, Jay.
So it's expanding laterally. You're still open at depth too, I guess, probably, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be a monster in the making. Those are my words. I'm not putting them in your mouth. Those are what I see as an investor in your company. And that's why we know when I looked at it, I said, yeah, okay. I didn't buy it at 10 cents, darn it. But you know, when you look at price to value, I think people have gone to sleep a little bit on this story. Yeah,
there's absolutely a lot of value left in this company. If you're building out what we're looking at building out here, and compared to what we have as a market cap, you definitely can see that there's a lot of value.
Yeah, not to mention you have another pretty good-looking property in Ontario called the Larder Lake Project, but we don't really have time to talk about that, and you're not doing a lot of work on that right now, but it's not costing you much, as I understand, to hold on to it. Nav, with just a minute and a half or so, about a minute left, can you tell us, just summarize then, what investors should be watching for over the next several weeks and months? What drivers might take this stock to the next level?
Well, drivers would be, you know, watching the news flow from our drilling program. Definitely keeping your eyes for that, the metallurgy, the results from that. Regionally is something that, again, when we're putting out news releases, we try to keep them as simple as we can, so anybody and everybody can see it, from the trained geologist down to the retail investor, that keep your eyes on the results. Look at we're growing this deposit.
All right. Well, yeah. We certainly will. We're out of time, Nav. Thank you so much for being with us. It's an exciting story. I hope to keep up with you in the future on this, and thank you so much for being with us. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Kevin Duffy's going to be with us. His Bering Asset Fund has been hugely successful in down equity markets. If you believe that's maybe where we're headed, as Michael Oliver suggested, we may be headed into a bear market. You might want to look at what Kevin Duffy has to say. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Kevin Duffy.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Noble has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Noble is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Bonterra Resources, a Canadian exploration company, is aggressively expanding its high-grade Gladiator gold deposit in Quebec, Canada. In 2017, Bonterra raised $40 million and attracted strategic investors Eric Sprott, Kinross, Kirkland Lake Gold, and New York-based VanEck Gold Fund. Bonterra is focused on updating its 43-101 resource model in 2018 and will incorporate up to an additional 100,000-plus meters of drilling, where the dimensions of the Gladiator gold deposit has been expanded to date nearly 500%. Bonterra trades in Canada under the symbol BTR and in the U.S. under BONXF.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.